This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit Monday in Helsinki, Finland. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin said their private talks were frank and businesslike, but
I think we can call it a success and a very fruitful round of negotiations.
He said the bilateral relationship is going through a complicated stage, but said the impediments to better ties have no solid reason behind it. Mr. Trump described the talks as direct, open, and productive.
The disagreements between our two countries are well known, and President Putin and I discussed them at length. But if we're going to solve many of the problems facing our world, then we're going to have to find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests.
They discussed arms control in Syria. Little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for their poor state of relations. He took aim at the lengthy U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
Mr. Putin stood firm. Russia had no involvement in the U.S. election.
I had to reiterate things I said several times, including during our personal contacts, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson said he thought Mr. Trump was acting in the interest of his Russian counterpart.
This just confounds me, and I think the president is going to have to backtrack on this.
He called the president's statement bewildering. Dozens of Nigerian soldiers are dead, wounded, or missing following two separate attacks by suspected Boko Haram insurgents in Yobe State and neighboring Borno State. This is VOA News.